70% of African-American children can't swim, and their rate of drowning is nearly 3 times higher than their Caucasian peers. These numbers are part of the reason why Coach Mike Switalski founded the Buffalo City Swim Racers. The group's mission? To develop character among city youth with a commitment to excellence, families, and neighborhoods, all while creating lifelong swimmers. Now that sounds like a pretty daunting task, but maybe not with the help of a community. Coach Mike and his staff are teamed up with parents and teachers to form a network around each individual child.
So they understand that there's a circle of people that everybody is involved, and everybody knows what everybody else is doing for this child.
And kids like 10-year-old Jada McGate recognize it.
Well, most certainly, yes, we have to keep up our work to get on some team, because if we don't, it could be consequences, like sitting out for a whole practice, or maybe 5 minutes or 10.
Jada has been with the Swim Racers for 2 years and is advancing through the club's 5 skill levels, headed for competitive swimming. But her skills in the water are not the only thing increasing. Jada's grades in schools have been on the rise. That's because the Swim Racers require it. In their first year, swimmers have to maintain an 80% GPA and 90% attendance in school. In year two, they have to exceed it. Jada's mother, Lakeisha Champion, says being part of the club motivates Jada to keep pushing and maintain her grades. She says it also provides hope for Jada and her 9-year-old brother, Joseph.
It proves to them that they can do anything that they set their minds to.
Lakeisha says in their neighborhood on Buffalo's east side, a lot of kids become products of their surroundings. Surroundings that include violence, low-income households, and failing schools. It's a life Coach Mike wants to help them see beyond.
The opportunity that we provide is to expand that experience for them and help them understand that there is a larger world. Take them down the road, hopefully, to various colleges where they can compete, not just as college swimmers maybe down the road, but for them to see a college campus and understand that this is a possibility for them.
As members of the Swim Racers, Jada and Joseph are prime examples of how the club is challenging drowning statistics for minorities. Lakeisha says it's made a major impact on their household.
I have kids that know how to swim. No, seeing that I don't know how to swim. So if I was to fall over in the pool, then I know I can count on them to save me.
The success of the Swim Racers up to this point has been growing. Its pilot program began with only 15 kids in the fall of 2012 and now has more than 130. For the kids themselves, Coach Mike says personal success is built on small victories.
If you go 2 points better on your test than you did the previous week, that's a small victory. If you're now being able to not just float on your stomach, but you can float on your back as well, that's a small victory. All those small victories lead up to winning the battle overall, and that's what we want for these kids.
Even though every aspect of the club is free to its swimmers, there are limitations on what it can do. While other swim clubs are in the water 5 days a week, the Swim Racers only get 3 because it's all they can afford. Coach Mike says the club has had conversations with the city about expanding.
The city of Buffalo is ready for us. We've had conversations with the Park and Rec Department, and they're ready for us. And we have a school that's ready to go. And we have coaches that are ready to step in.
Now it comes down to finding additional funding so that more kids can get in the water and swim towards a better future. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.